The Legislative Conference is one of the highlights of NCBA's year in Washington, D.C. It's a great opportunity for NCBA members to come to Washington and to engage in the process that we talk about all the time and to see firsthand what their lobby team is doing for them. You know, when we are here every day talking to members of Congress and their staff and members of the administration, we are very effective at getting our point across on what is the policy of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. But Legislative Conference gives us a great opportunity to elevate that because they get to hear the exact same message delivered by constituents, people who are back home who are actually stepping into the voting booth to cast that vote either for or against some of these members of Congress. And that just makes our efforts in Washington, D.C. even more effective. And that's why Legislative Conference is so important to us.
Now, during this year's event, the actual visits on the Hill will take place Wednesday, April 11th.
So what will happen on Wednesday is that our members will go along with others from their state delegations and talk to their members of Congress and their senators and their staff. Again, it shows how we are set up as a partnership with our state cattlemen's associations, our state affiliates. And so it allows them the ability to move forward and not only talk about our priorities, but even some of the local priorities that they have back home. And then ultimately, we will finish the day with our annual reception, which is sponsored by Outback. It is one of the highlights of the congressional year for staff. We always get members of Congress to show up, staff, and we'll have anywhere from 1,500 to 1,800 people in attendance. And so it's always exciting to see the number of people who turn out to see our members.
And Woodall says then on Thursday, April 12, speakers will come to talk with NCBA members.
The Thursday part of Legislative Conference operates on a model where we bring the speakers to us, and it's much easier than trying to go to them around town. And because of that, it actually has provided much more time to get more speakers in front of our members. I think one of the ones we're really excited about is Ambassador Tim Grosser. He's the ambassador to the United States from New Zealand. He's going to talk about trade, and he's also going to talk about his concerns with the United States not being a part of the new Trans-Pacific Partnership, the one that we had pulled out of. Another one that I think all of our members are going to be very interested in is listening to Mr. Ray Martinez. He is the new administrator for the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration at the Department of Transportation, and his job is to implement the electronic logging devices, the ELD issue that we've had so many concerns with here over the past several months. So having him talk to us firsthand will also go a long way in helping answer a lot of the questions that all of us have on where this particular regulation is going and what can be done to try to change the hours of service.
That's NCBA's annual legislative conference, April 10 through 12 in Washington, D.C. Learn more on their website, beefusa.org.